Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Aaron, and this is part two of our episode with Canna. Canna is a 4.0 and is hilarious. She used to play tennis in New Jersey, and if you'd like to hear about the local league she played in when she lived in New Jersey, please check out part one, but here is part two.
So, what do you have, like, a good crazy story? People love crazy stories on the podcast.
Well, I guess, you know, like I said, there was a lot of fighting. I got into, you know, in indoors, the way that it is, you have 2 hours. So at quarter till, you have to assess where you are. So if you won the first set, you won the first set. If you're more than two games up in the second set, you've won the second set. Right? If you are one game apart, you play one more game to see. You're either tied or someone is up by two. If you're tied, then you go into a tie break. At 2 hours on the dot, you say final point, sudden death, and that's it. And, you know, I saw a lot of, you know, people, if you are up two, all of a sudden you start to play very slowly, hoping to drag the clock out. So that was a lot of fighting. That created a lot of tension. And then my partner, who was incorrect, she argued and argued and argued with them. And then it was the 2 hours had passed. And she said, well, we were up by one. So now that was sudden death. We've won. And technically she was right. But, you know, she had really just bickered with them for 15 minutes. Yeah, basically. Yeah. And so, you know, they wanted to beat her up and take her out to the parking lot to beat her up. It's a lot of ugly name calling.
Oh my goodness.
What did you think? We ended just up, like, bye. I'll see you guys later.
I was standing on the service line. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with this here, you know, like, you know, but she ended up getting kicked off the team anyway. So, because she had turned on her partner and called her partner, you know, a really bad name. Like, it's bad when the opponents are consoling the partner.
Yes.
So. And what's, Canna, what level would you say this is at, just to give us something comparable to USTA?
I would say it was like a 3-0, 3-5, 4-0, 4-5.
Okay.
So all those
levels.
Each
of the teams. Yeah, gotcha. probably comparable.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
What if someone had to go to the bathroom? Are you allowed to go to the bathroom?
You can go to the bathroom between sets.
Okay.
Only between sets.
And are you timed?
No, but I'm sure I think that if you took an extraordinary amount of time, you know,
you'd be getting in a fight.
And maybe there are people who would time. I think I had someone once say, my partner was drinking a Red Bull and someone said, that's a performance enhancing drink. You can't drink that. So it was very serious league. People were like, I think it was that there was a lot of people who, were perhaps ex very powerful people in New York, or you know what I mean? Or like very kind of
type A,
you know, type A,
yep,
you know, and then had stayed home with the kids, very successful,
yes,
and decided to take up tennis and then decided to do this league. And so they were serious. It was no joke.
Yeah. And it's a day league too, correct?
It's a day league too. Yeah.
I always think that day league tennis can sometimes be like everybody's fight club. You know, compared to like you got to get it all out there, and
league is a little more relaxed. I think people who are working and they're just trying to be there to have fun.
Yeah,
they just want to have a drink. Sometimes they drink during tennis.
Yeah.
I always tell people though, I'm not out to play tennis to fight. I got plenty of people, and I have a husband. I got kids. I got parents. I have plenty of people that I can argue with. I'm not going to go out on a tennis court and argue with people, but it is a competitive sport. And so people get, like you said, Canna, it's like they were probably successful in life and they're going to be successful on the court. And yeah, I played a couple ladies this week and we beat them pretty handily in the first set. And I looked at my partner going into the second and I said, these ladies do not like to lose. This is going to turn around real quick, and did it ever. And it was kind of in that same situation where it was an hour and a half and same thing, like you ended where you ended and you put in scores based on, and we got to a match tiebreak and I was serving at 4-all And the time was up. So it was like last point. But then they were like, what's the score? And they start, you know, they kind of delayed. And then it threw me off my game a little bit. And I served the next one. They won that point. And they're like, oh, they won. I was like, I shouldn't have served it.
Well, I was telling my husband. My husband's like, well, you know, was it so crazy? I said, well, I've been to more than one team meeting where we discussed kicking out somebody. Right. I've been to more than one team meeting where we talked about replacing the captain because people were unhappy. I mean, like, you know, that's pretty intense. Yeah,
that is
intense. Can't imagine that happening here.
You won't find that in Raleigh. No. If you do, it would be the rarest. I mean,
most
story.
People are so thankful of the captains because they just understand what they're, you know, it's the worst unpaid job ever.
Yes.
You know?
Carolyn flat out refuses to do it because she's heard too many stories now, especially since we've been doing this podcast.
You couldn't pay me to be a captain. Yeah. No. And this is in a nice area, too.
We used to, for the team, if someone missed the team meeting, we would vote them in as the captain.
That's a good
and they would
way
be to get so attendance. Mad. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to get full attendance.
So in the summer, we played a country club. It was a country club league, basically, and our tennis team was in there. So we were at Trump National. We're warming up. One of the partners wasn't there. So we're warming up the three of us. And she said, sorry, my partner's having some kind of emergency, but she's on her way.
Right.
So it was the kind of courts where you can just drive up to. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a parking lot was far away. You basically, so this blonde woman in a Ferrari convertible comes like racing down the road. And, you know, so she, you know, she parks her car and she says, I'm really sorry. I was having this emergency. And we were like, don't worry about it. And then she said, and I don't know why I would know this. And I don't know what context, but somehow I knew within the first 30 seconds, she had her master's from Princeton. She was able to drop that in somehow.
Right? In the first 30 seconds.
Yeah. And so we're playing and she said, I'm really, you know, between the first and second set, I'm really sorry. Do you mind if I use my phone? I'm dealing with this situation. And I kind of had the impression she was a little younger. So maybe like her kids are sick or, you know, and phone usage was super like you couldn't do
off
it.
Limits.
It was, people are really down on that. And so I said, of course, like if you have an emergency, please feel free. So she's, you know, talking on the phone longer maybe than she should, but you know, whatever. And they killed us. And afterwards at these things, you always have lunch with the other team, which
oh,
we don't
really?
Do here. Yeah.
Yeah. Always. That's strange to me.
Always have lunch with the other team. But this is where Trump, like our, if you came to our club, someone we make, you know, like someone would be on chicken salad. Who's bringing a, you know, the, you know, couscous salad or whatever. This is like a wedding buffet, like quality, you know, because we're there, it's catered and everything. And they said, well, this is the spread, but you know, if you would like something else, please feel free to order off the menu. If you'd like a glass of champagne, if you'd like to stay for the afternoon and swim at the pool or whatever. And so after we're done, she says, I'm really sorry I can't stay for lunch, but you know, I have to go home and deal with this emergency. So, you know, I was like, yeah, of course. And she, we're eating lunch afterwards with the teams and she shows up. And I said, oh, you know, is everything sorted out? And she said, yes. She said, I was getting a chandelier delivered to my house, but it was so large that it wouldn't fit in the double doors. So they had to take the window out and crane it in. And that was her emergency. And I was like, oh.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Quite the emergency.
Yeah. That is quite a problem.
I
that
know.
Is quite it's
so going off the lunch after, it would probably, I mean, we're already
super
in a funny
awkward.
Area. Yeah, super awkward.
Super
I was going to say,
awkward.
So what we do here is we leave matches and then we proceed to call our friend. Like Carol and I call each other immediately and are like, you're never going to believe what happened in my match.
Yeah.
Or you stand in the parking lot, like if you're away, right? Like not at our club or even if we're at our club, we stand huddled together with our team and we look to make sure that the other team is gone before we start saying, oh my gosh, I forgot what happened in my match. Yeah. But here you're like eating lunch with these people that you just played.
Yes.
Again.
And a lot of times it could be super acrimonious, right? Like these are clubs that, you know, someone might have threatened to beat up your partner.
Right.
That where's a chicken salad?
Curse you out, right?
Yeah.
And then now you're eating lunch together. Super awkward.
That is odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was like the way it was. Like even indoor league and outdoor league. And USTA is always wine and cheese. Like the home team would bring wine and cheese. And afterwards they would be drinking.
I kind of like that. I kind of wish.
I know that part. Like, I can pick and choose some of the things from that league. So this is these are the things that I would introduce. Like we're always, but we want to go eat lunch with our friends after. I don't want to eat with the other team, but we're always like, Carolyn and I are always like, let's plan this day. But it's almost more important. Like, can we have lunch after?
I know.
Like,
yeah.
Is there food involved? Yeah. Like that part I like.
Yeah.
But
eating
that's
with the other team is not fun.
No.
Because and also like they never sit together. Right. So
right.
You're like, what is the point of this? And you're like, I don't really want to be here eating this food. You just threatened to beat me up.
Yeah. Can you take a to-go box of food? Do you guys have a to-go box? Because I got to get out of here and deal with the chandelier.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks very much to Canna for being on the podcast. I think we've all learned that if your emergency is chandelier related, you may not want to mention that to your opponents. If you'd like to see a picture of Canna or listen to her previous episode, you can do that on our website, which is secondservepodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the courts soon.